He's the star-spangled man. He's the man with the plan. He's the hero in whom we believe. He is brave, strong, and true in the red, white, and blue. Was just a kid from Brooklyn, kind of sickly, kind of short, and he got beat up a lot. He was the geeky artist sort, so he always hated bullies, never backed down from a fight. And when Europe went to war, he knew he had to do what's right. But the army wouldn't take him, go home was all they'd say, till a military scientist said there's a better way. One secret treatment later, that's where his legend starts. They gave him the perfect body, but he brought his perfect heart. And now you tell me he's a Nazi. You want to prove the best of us can end up like the rest of us. You've rewritten the story, and you know you'll increase sales, and tell us it's so great how you'll spin so many tales. You've heard about his shield to keep him safe from harm, and how he used it like it was an extension of his arm. You've heard about his buddies and how some paid the cost. The woman that he loved, the childhood friend he lost. But most of all, you've heard about the man behind the mask, how fighting for our freedom was his most important task. Sometimes it was a rescue, sometimes it was a fight, but sometimes it was just his words and knowing he was right. And now you tell me he's a Nazi. You want to prove the best of us can end up like the rest of us. You've undone his whole purpose and then shoved him off a ledge. And you tell us it's so bold of you, how it's oh so cutting edge. You say, but Hydra's not the Nazis. That just isn't so. We retconned that in a mini-series just 4 years ago. They were only the Nazis' allies. Can't you see the diff? Can't you see your argument go driving off the cliff? He was just a kid from Brooklyn, scrawny arms and sunken chest. But still he was a good man, and he became the best. The icon, the example of what goodness ought to be. And you changed his basic story, and you told the press with glee. But we know what you're doing. You'll fix it in 2 years. And meantime you'll ignore the anger and the children's tears. You need to prove that heroes aren't so noble or so pure. But we knew that, and what you're doing shows us that for sure. So go to hell, he is no Nazi. We already know the best of us can end up like the rest of us. You've undermined the story for a few quick comic sales, and can't even see on every level how your gimmick fails. Go to hell, he is no Nazi. It's the latest novel twist, and it really, really missed. You want to make your mark? Well, take a bow and raise your cup, because you'll be remembered as the man who screwed things up. Go to hell, he is no Nazi. His purpose is to fight, against them for what's right. The only thing you've shown is that you just don't understand your fan base, or the stories, or the heart behind the man. He's the star-spangled man, he's the man with the plan, he's the hero in whom we believe. He is brave, strong, and true in the red, white, and blue, but most of all, he's just a kid from Brooklyn named Steve.